When we look at these subgroups and think of their prognosis in the absence of adjuvant systemic therapy, then there are some interesting observations to be made. So this is a study published by Parker and co-workers in JCO 2009, and they developed a more sophisticated method to identify the four groups that are depicted on the right based on immunohistochemistry, and they used the PEM classifier based on the expression levels of 50 genes, and then they could identify, in fact, almost the same molecular subgroups. And what you can see is that the largest subgroup of ER-positive HER2-negative patients, and these are all node-negative patients, that they, in fact, have a very good prognosis in the absence of any adjuvant systemic therapy. Approximately 80% is alive and disease-free at 10 years. The basal-type breast cancers, or triple-negative, it's almost the same, they do a bit worse. They have a 60% survival in the absence of any adjuvant systemic therapy. And the HER2-positive subgroup does worst. When you look at the ER status, then the thing that strikes you is that the ER-positives do a bit better in the beginning, but after 10 years, there's no difference in their prognosis. But another thing that is interesting, in my opinion, is that even within this HER2-positive subgroup, over 40% of patients are alive and disease-free in the absence of any adjuvant systemic therapy.